From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters. A quick heads up that this episode contains descriptions of disordered eating.
And now, gently lift your eyes to focus on a spot on the ceiling. Fix your eyes on one spot. And breathe in all the way up to the top. Hold it there at the top. And release it slowly, gently, and easily, coming fully present, fully into your body, fully relaxing. And your eyes will begin to blink and feel heavy, like they want to close down. And that's a good sign, a sign that you're ready to go under hypnosis. So whenever they're ready to close down, just let them close. Good. And now I want you to picture an elevator, a staircase, or a gently sloping hillside out in nature. Just take a moment to picture it or imagine it in your mind. There are 10 levels going down. And each level that you go down, you become more and more relaxed. And when you get down to level number 1, you will be all the way at the bottom of relaxation. You're on level number 10 now. Begin moving down to level number 9. More and more relaxed, letting go of all of your thoughts, all of your cares.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
the size of the pea,
the podcast about
the unknown.
Picture yourself, imagine yourself lying in bed, and you're in your childhood home, in your childhood bedroom. Your walls are speckled with magazine cutouts of Avril Lavigne and Orlando Bloom. The house is quiet, it's dark outside, and the only light that comes in is from the occasional passing car. You find some comfort in the knowledge that your siblings are nearby, asleep in their beds just on the other side of your bedroom walls. See yourself lying there underneath a homemade quilt, wide awake as your family sleeps. And now I want you to start tapping your foot in midair. And as you start to tap, I want you to allow your heartbeat to increase in speed and for your throat to feel tight. Feel your anxiety grow as you tap your foot faster and faster. Really begin to inhabit your childhood self. See, sense, and smell what it's like to be in your childhood bedroom. And now I want to take us one step further in our visualization. I want you to begin to imagine, as your childhood self, that the movie Armageddon were a true story, and that an asteroid the size of Texas was on its way to crush you. Allow yourself to feel terror at the thought of an inescapable danger. And now I want you to picture a terrible explosion, a bright light that shatters your ceiling and destroys your bedroom walls. This explosion from which you cannot recover, a devastating world-ending collision. And as you let that explosion really take shape in your childhood mind, start to picture you and your siblings blasted into oblivion, pieces of your frozen corpses floating among the debris of humanity. And so with that image in your mind, I want you to return to your childhood bedroom and your tapping foot. Really feel the tightness in your chest as you tap your foot inconsolably. And then I want you to reach under your childhood bed to the spot where you keep your stash of hidden food. The place where you hide your Halloween candy or granola bars. Reach down this time and feel for a plastic jug full of trail mix. Feel yourself unscrew the lid and reaching into the pile of nuts and chocolate chips. Begin to eat the trail mix one nut or chocolate chip at a time. And then gradually increase the volume of trail mix that you pack into your mouth. You chew the nuts and chocolate quickly and assure yourself that Heavenly Father would be able to find your frozen body and soul among the ruin of your home and the planet that holds it.
And so I want you to see yourself walking through a small grove of aspen trees. And the grass underneath you is that bright early summer green grass. And it feels spongy as you walk across it through the trees to a little clearing to the bend of a creek. And just walk over and feel yourself laying down next to the creek. And when you can feel that relaxation deep in your body, raise a finger. Good. And now put your thumb and forefinger together, just touching the tips of the fingers. This is your anchor. Anytime you need to relax, all you have to do is put your thumb and forefinger together and you'll be right back in your favorite place, feeling relaxed and at peace. And now rise up above yourself, laying on the bank of the creek, and see yourself in your ideal body, and keep your thumb and forefinger together, and see yourself in your ideal body, 40 pounds lighter. Look at yourself. Look at your face and the definitions of your cheekbone and jaw. Look at your arms and your legs and your tummy. Look at your entire body. See what it looks like being in your ideal body weight, 40 pounds lighter. Look at your arms. Are they muscular? Look at your legs. Do you see them as muscular? Thin? Still having curves? Feeling good about that body as you look down on your ideal body and feel what it feels like to be in that ideal body, 40 pounds lighter.
I want you to picture yourself, see, feel, and sense yourself as a teenager lying face down on the living room futon in the last home that you lived in with your parents before moving out to college. And really feel yourself lying on that futon, your cheek planted on the foliage upholstery, so you can face the TV, your hands tucked at your sides and your knees bent, feet in the air. It's the middle of the afternoon and you're alone in the house. And as you form that picture in your mind and really focus on the sensory details, the saliva pooling in your upholstered cheek, the brightness of the summer sunshine leaking in from behind the vertical blinds on the sliding door, the absolute certainty that none of your friends actually like you, as evidenced by your free afternoon. Really let yourself feel the sense of both dread and apathy as you stare, paying only half attention to the TV. And now let your mind wander to the pantry, where you know you'll find an unopened sleeve of Ritz crackers. And as you start to imagine the Ritz crackers, really feel yourself recalling how they taste. The buttery feeling on your tongue and lips, the salt and crumbs that naturally fall from each crunchy bite. Just hold that memory of the taste of Ritz crackers and really feel the urge to tear open that brown plastic and eat every crunchy bite of cracker. With that in mind, the urge to eat crackers and the gravitational pull of the futon, I now want you to take a deep breath in. And as you breathe in, begin to tap into that critical voice in your mind, the voice that insists that you are a failure. And let the insults start to flow through every curve of your body. And will your body not to move, not even a muscle. Know that the voice in your head is right and that the urge to eat every last one of those Ritz crackers just proves how unlovable and how undesirable you are.
Place in your brain. Imagine it. Perhaps there's a color. Perhaps you can see a gauge or a control. Or maybe you just imagine part of your brain. Look around at that part. See how big or small it is. And know the bigger it gets or the higher it gets, the greater your appetite. The smaller or the lower it gets, the smaller your appetite. See where that part of your brain is now, how big it is. And I want you to make it bigger now, increasing your appetite, feeling that hunger come up in your body. Make it really big. Feel that hunger come up stronger and stronger. One, that hunger is coming up stronger. Two, even more. Three, it's getting really strong now. Four, it's right up there. And see how big that corresponding control is in your brain. And now begin to shrink it down to the size of the pea, or turn it down to a one or a two, whichever way you see or sense or feel it. And feel your hunger recede, getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Just take a deep breath in all the way up. And as you exhale, I want you to expel the contents of your stomach into the toilet. See, sense, feel, and smell your surroundings. The unisex bathroom of the Russian dumplings place in your college town. And really use your imagination to recreate the space. See its gray walls and gray floor. Hear the sounds of someone knocking, the manager asking you to leave. You are not in control of your body as you empty your stomach of alcohol and bile. You are not in control of your body as you are guided into a car that will take you home. You are not in control of your body as you fall asleep with vomit in your hair and on your shirt. You do not know what it means to be full. You do not know what it means to be hungry. You eat and you drink and you eat and you drink and you don't eat, but you drink and you eat and can't stop eating.
If you're still hungry after that, wait a few moments and then start out with another fistful of food, eating only until the food tastes good. Stopping then, feeling really good about yourself, what you're doing, how consciously you're choosing to lose your excess weight. Each and every day, your body releases its excess weight naturally, arriving at a slimmer and trimmer you. Nothing tastes as good as looking good feels. Nothing tastes as good as looking good feels.
Picture yourself, 28 years old, too young to be old, too old to be young. See yourself standing in the storage room. Feel the concrete beneath your feet. And there's a ragged cardboard box on the shelf in front of you. Feel the weight of it as you lift it up. And this box is filled with your memories, artifacts from your childhood. It's the box that Mom dropped off the last time she visited. The last of your belongings from her house. It's a box filled with unfinished diaries and old homework assignments that still make you proud. Smell the smell of paper aged 2 decades. See the round, sloppy shapes of your familiar handwriting. And as you sift through the box, you notice 2 cassette tapes. Feel how light they are, more air than plastic. They do not look the same. One is gray, the other is see-through and blue. Their labels say, Relax 1 and Sides 2. And after a moment of confusion, start to remember. Remember the smell of lavender oil and sandalwood incense. Remember the long leather couch and the soft pink glow of a salt lamp. Remember being told that going under hypnosis would not be like it is in the movies. That your hypnotherapist would not wave a pocket watch in front of your eyes, or have you stare into a spinning spiral. You remember being told it would be like staying awake while you fall asleep.
Yes, but look down at your body, your ideal body, and see how beautiful it is.
You remember the small piece of amethyst your hypnotherapist gave you. She called it a worry stone, and told you to keep it in your desk at school to hold and squeeze whenever you felt anxious. You remember the time she asked you to pick your favorite bad food. You told her potato chips, and she told you to picture a bowl of your favorite potato chips covered in vomit. And you remember your sadness that day, wishing you'd told her cold cereal instead, because you weren't ready to give up potato chips forever. And now, see yourself load these cassettes into a borrowed tape player, eager to know if the tape survived 15 years in storage. You press down on the play button.
Feel your arms, how thin they are, how strong they are.
As you listen and as you remember, you will start to feel a twinge in your stomach and in your throat. This is the feeling of disappointment and guilt. And now I want you to picture yourself in middle school. See your brassy dyed hair and your eyeglasses with purple frames, your round red cheeks and soft belly. See how young you look, how small you are. Of course, you weren't small then. You were too big. Your family worried they'd corrupted you, and so you worried you were doomed. You never did achieve a flat stomach or thin arms. You only got bigger. Feel the guilt of letting down your hypnotherapist and all the other weight loss therapists after her. Feel the guilt of letting down your 11-year-old self.
Releasing, relaxing, and letting go. Now move on down, all the way down to the bottom, to the very bottom of relaxation.
As you listen to the tapes, I want you to notice a cough in the background.
And letting go. Now move on down, all the way down to the bottom, to the very bottom of relaxation.
It's a familiar cough.
All the way down to level number one.
A deep thunderous outburst from your chest that rattles in your throat. It's a cough that, as an adult, also made you feel that you were doomed. A smoker's cough, you thought. The kind that rattles so deep in your chest that you were sure it meant you'd failed your body in other ways. Listen to the cough. Rewind the tape again and again. Start to wonder if maybe this is just how you were built. Listen to the cough. Let yourself wonder if maybe this is just how you were built. This episode was written and produced by me, Bethany Denton. For information about treatment for disordered eating, I recommend you check out emilyproject.com. I don't go to a hypnotherapist anymore, but I do have some old photos from back when I did as a fifth grader, including one of me riding the teacup ride at Disneyland while wearing a t-shirt with Cosmo Kramer's face all over it. Check them out at hbmpodcast.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out our store. Our newest edition is Meat Poster, just in time for Valentine's Day. We're trying something new. We want to hear questions from you, and we'll answer them in an upcoming episode. Do you ever wonder about how Jeff and I make the show or how we come up with ideas? Or do you ever wonder about people that we've had on the show before? Like, whatever happened to the Etsy witch Malibu Ron? Does Dylan Wright still hire people to be his human alarm clocks? What about Griff and his big brother Ira? Remy Dunn, Barry, Ari and Jacqueline and the others? Give us a call, 765-374-5263. Or you can send us a voice memo to hbmpodcast@gmail.com. Here Be Monsters is part of the Independent Producer Project from KCRW. Our editor there is Nick White, and our manager is Kristen Lepore. Jeff Empman edited this episode. Special thanks to Hallie Sloan for letting me borrow her tape player. Music by The Black Spot. Thanks so much for listening. We have more episodes soon.
And if you are listening to this tape before you go to sleep, ignore the count up and just let yourself drift off into a natural, healthy, beautiful sleep, sleeping the whole night through, knowing you will wake if you need to go to the bathroom or for emergencies. One, energy into your body. Two, coming fully back to the room, relaxed and committed. Three, lots of energy. Four, more energy. And five, wide awake, eyes open.